This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for May 2020. It was another interesting month for the local real estate market as buyers and sellers alike adapted to the statewide COVID-19 lockdown. During the month, there were 3,975 single-family home sales, a 30.1% decrease from May 2019, when there were 5,688 transactions. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 3.2% on a year-over-year basis to $423,000. The condo market followed similar trends. There were 1,610 condo sales in May, a 45.4% decrease from May 2019, with a median sale price of $402,500, a 0.3% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Great to talk to you again. I hope you're doing well and staying healthy and staying cool. You know, this working from home is terrific as long as you have air conditioning.
3,975 single-family home sales marked the fewest number of transactions for the month of May since 2011. But the median sale price continued its upward climb for the 17th consecutive month. What could these opposing trends mean for the future of the Massachusetts housing market?
You know, it's true. The phenomenon of a decline in sales volume while the median price rises seems to be contradictory on its face. But it is a pattern we have seen in the data time and time again. Back in 2005, in the precursor to the real estate crash and the Great Recession, we saw sales decline for 13 straight months before the median price began its steady and prolonged decline. Somehow the laws of supply and demand have a built-in delay. People stop buying homes, but those who are eager to buy keep bidding as though the market was still hot. The difficult question to answer is what will the rest of the year hold for our local real estate market? If sales rebound and the levels experienced in 2019 occur during the third and fourth quarters of this year, then prices may never react and may keep rising in the months ahead. From early reports from the front line, there continues to be strong demand for homes. The lockdown has probably convinced many prospective sellers to sit tight and keep their homes off the market until infection rates have fallen and safety is less of a concern. It's possible that the tipping point has arrived with Governor Baker allowing the economy to largely reopen in June. It's possible that a large number of sellers will list their homes in July and finally offer buyers the choices they have been seeking. If so, we may see a very active summer season.
The median condo price experienced just a slight uptick in May after posting significant gains so far this year. Now, what could this mean for the future of the condo market?
With so much in flux, it is almost impossible to predict the future trend for the condo market. For the past 2 years, it has outperformed the market for single-family homes. A lot of that was driven by new developments in Boston and communities adjacent to Boston. Fancy new units seemed irresistible to people with good jobs in and around the city, and irresistible as well to downsizing baby boomers. Urban living was attractive for its shorter commutes and its more lively surroundings. Now, in a world with no answers to the pandemic, attitudes may have flipped. Office workers have found that they can work from home, removing the attraction of shorter commutes. A dense urban world poses more obstacles to social distancing, and riding in the elevator of a new condo development may seem like risky business to some. Will suburban and rural living become more attractive than city style? It's too early to tell. Stay tuned.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for May 2020. If you'd like more information about products and services provided by the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.